No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
All right. Welcome to Skid Row Studios for round six installment of Battle of the Sexes. I'm your main host today, Nikki Bernal, with my co-host, Dave Swan.
Hello.
Hi, guys. And sitting across the table, ready for battle, ready to put the gloves on, is the hilarious, the fabulous Kayvon.
Yes.
And the,
I thought you were going to talk about you first. Huh?
Melissa's like, yeah, I'm the one who's fabulous.
No, we save the best for last.
Kayvon's
females.
Fabulous.
Everybody's like fabulous. You guys are Persian. You're automatically fabulous.
Right?
I'm only
right?
half, but I'll take it.
It's fine. You guys are both half. And also, Melissa Shoshahi. Let's give it up for Melissa, too. Both of our fantastic guests for the day.
Very nice to see you.
Very nice to see you.
You guys have worked together before, right?
Yeah.
I knew her before she was even doing comedy, I think. I was on, what is a Persian radio station?
Persian channel, but sure.
Persian channel.
This is crazy. We actually have a picture
yeah,
of the two of you. Let's pull this up, Andy.
Where is
the picture?
I can see it over there.
We can see it, but they can't see it, right?
Anything you can see, I can see them.
I sent a photo of us from seven years ago.
Seven years ago.
I was a young man.
You actually, have more clothing on.
I'm actually going to pull up the pictures so Kayvon can see it.
Okay, there we go. Look at that photo, guys. And look, I used to wear suits that didn't fit me.
I know. I was going to say, now Kayvon's got the muscles to fit his dad's suit.
My dress is too tight. Honestly,
what suit
though,
is that?
I don't think we've aged.
No,
Persians,
we haven't aged.
Persians don't age.
No, we're like vampires.
If anything, I lost weight and he lost that suit.
No, that's a good thing. Right? That was the most ugly suit I've ever seen.
Or you have the muscles to fill in the suit you borrowed from your dad now.
That's right.
I show this photo to my parents. I'm like, look, I am almost married.
I know, almost married.
A man in a suit's next to me. Your guys are covered,
yeah,
all right?
Two nice Persian men, half Persian men.
A lot of Persian girls don't want to marry a Persian man, but their parents... they demand it, so that's where I fill in the blanks right there. Just kind of, hey, let's go half. Compromise, everybody.
Actually, my parents don't demand a Persian man. They just demand a man.
A man?
At this point.
we just want grandkids.
See, my parents don't even demand a man. They just demand grandkids now at this point.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So they really lowered their standards.
Exactly. And they're Catholic. That's just wrong.
That's just crazy.
So you're both half Persian, Persian-American, or Iranian.
I'm full Persian.
You're full Persian.
I'm full Iranian.
Okay.
Whatever it is.
You're Iranian and Scottish.
Yeah. My dad is Iranian, but you wouldn't know it if you met him.
Really?
He bought a cowboy hat and American flag. He's trying to like lay real low right now.
And this is all in Nevada, right?
This is in Nevada, Reno, Nevada.
And, oh, okay. Yeah. Then that makes a lot more sense.
So that's where we were born and raised. So when I moved out to LA, I had to realize, oh, there's stereotypes. I got to learn about this stuff because I don't even know what being Persian was all about until I, you know, she's helping me a little bit, telling me what cars I need and what clothes I should be buying. Not
BMW,
that suit.
BMW, cologne.
Cologne.
What kind of cologne?
Chest hair. Oh, he has it.
He's got the chest hair. I used to shave it, but no, it's okay.
All his muscles. I'm intimidated. I should have started working out for this battle.
Yeah. That's what I did. I was doing push-ups for this mental battle.
That's hilarious. It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
So LA. When I met you, you were like doing spin class or something.
I taught one 2 days ago.
Oh,
I teach
spin classes?
Yeah, I teach spin 1 day every 3 months, and I keep a free membership for doing it at the gym for the last 12 years.
You're kidding. What gym do you do this at?
24-hour fitness.
Oh, okay.
How do you get into teaching spin classes?
Well, that was my first time in front of people. I wanted to do stand-up comedy, but I didn't know how and how to start. I was like, if I teach spin class... then
Nikki
I'm
needs
in front
food
of
in front of her.
Yeah. Oh, she needs
no.
I'm paying
was...
attention. But
keep
she's
talking.
Like,
no, but I thought that would be a great way to get in front of people. But it's hard to make people laugh when their tongue is hanging out of their mouth and they're sweating. So it wasn't a good crossover, but it was a good start.
So do you crack jokes while you're doing this spin
class?
Yeah,
and nobody laughs.
At all.
It's like the worst. I don't care how to, yeah.
Give me an example.
I might have done a spin class for a while.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey guys, you know what? It's summer, which means bikini season around the corner. If I'm going to fit in mine, it's time to work harder. And they're just like, that's not funny.
They're like, shut up, please.
Yeah, and then I'm like, all right, pretend you're being chased down the hill. Look out in the back row. Here comes a bad guy. You know, like, they're just like, no, dude. Just you're killing us. Just do the music and
inspire us. All right,
yeah.
All right, you guys stand up now. Get a stand up.
Yeah, they don't even listen. Except there's one girl in spin class who gets really into it. She thinks she's at the club.
Yeah,
so she's like,
No,
she's like grinding
way.
On the seat. Like that seat's been ridden by everybody, and she's just grinding
she might
on
have
it.
Been too.
Yeah, exactly. I think she can get pregnant from that thing.
So you need extra sanitizer just for that one
don't
bike.
Use that one seat for sure.
Like the studio after Ginger's show.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah.
The show before us is a porn star show, so everything has to be wiped down and sanitized
well,
and sprayed.
They gave a bath.
Yeah.
To the porn star.
Yeah.
Which is like, wait, in theory,
really?
Hot. Yes. Like yeah. right where you were sitting.
Like what? Right where you yeah. were sitting, Mel.
She was in a little like kiddie tub.
Yeah.
It was sexy
was
in
naked?
Thought, but when they left, the water
was
still
brown.
There, and it was brown,
yeah.
dirty
it
water.
It was so brown, dirty water.
I was like, damn.
Wondering why it was.
See, before you're going to take a public bath, you got to take a pre-bath.
A real bath.
To get that brown. So that way you get out like, oh, I'm just naturally the cleanest person ever.
All the guys just think if they touch you or lick you that it's just going to be completely baby soft and clean. Not
no.
brown, murky water.
No.
That's yeah. classy.
That's classy.
Mm-hmm.
So do you pick the music for your spin class too?
I do. And it's funny because I pick like a Beatles song and a techno song and a Miley song and a Beastie Boys song. So when someone's like, I didn't like the third song, I'm like, I'm trying to appease everybody, play
yeah.
some cool stuff. Shut the hell up. Like, I don't care if you like it or not.
That's cool, though. Does your music taste come from growing up in Nevada? Because there's so much different music on the scene out there in the clubs.
Absolutely, yeah. I just think of anything that, sometimes I'll be in the car and driving, like, this would be a good song, and you play it, and the crowd is not into it. The
yeah.
spin class, you're like, oh, never again, never again.
But you grew up in Reno, not Las Vegas.
Both,
okay.
Nevada is so small, especially 15, 20 years ago, growing up.
Biggest little city in the world.
Yeah, so Reno, Vegas, people bounce around all the time. You go to college in one town, then you go to, you know, work in the other. It's just the same thing to me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but they are six hours, 7 hours apart.
Well, it was just so funny the first time I ever had somebody describe you after we had started working together and they were like, yeah, he's like the Persian bad boy of comedy. And I'm like,
the Persian bad boy. And you didn't think of that.
No,
Melissa
I was like,
just got really Kayvon
doesn't
about that.
I was like, Kayvon doesn't drink. He runs a lot. He eats healthy carbs.
That just means I don't drive a BMW and I don't want to get married. That's just it. It's just like, he's a bad dude. Watch out.
He's a bad boy of comedy. So where did you start doing comedy in Reno?
I didn't. I started in the Comedy Store right here in Hollywood.
Wow, fortunate few.
Yeah, I read that all these comics got their start at the Comedy Store. I'm like, that's what I'm going to do. So I waited to do comedy for like 3 years till I got to the Comedy Store. And then people were like, no, that's a figure of speech, dumbass. You could have started a long time ago. Robin Williams didn't start here. Jerry Seinfeld did not start here. I'm like, damn it. I should stop reading things so literally.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They meant that they got their actual first shot.
Exactly. Yeah. So I didn't. Well, I can say I'm the real deal. I actually got my start at the Comedy Store.
That's so awesome. So was your family like supportive when you told them that you wanted to do this? You wanted to take it on full time?
I don't understand these young comics who like blast all their friends that, oh, I'm a comedian now after their first open mic at the Comedy Store.
Yeah,
I kept that stuff in the closet. I was not trying to tell anybody. My parents just found out I do comedy 8 years into the game.
So really?
Yeah. They're like, oh, can we see you? I'm like, not yet. It's not ready yet.
Oh, you're kidding.
The last thing I need is them to come throw me off. You know
true.
I mean? Not that they would now, but it's, you know, I had my grandma come about a year and a half ago and it did not go well that night. Every show had been going well except that one. I was like, I blame my family because they know you too well. On stage, I'm like the superhero that like,
yeah.
But they're like, nah, we knew you. We used to wipe your butt. We know exactly what you're all about.
I just think it's funny when parents come to comedy shows and usually like the other comedians will be like, are you super nervous that your parents are in the state or on the audience? You can talk about sex and stuff like that. Is it really uncomfortable? I'm like, they had it to make me. It's
exactly.
not like they didn't do it.
Yeah, they know. But if it was a big crowd, I wouldn't care. If it was like a small room with 50
well, you
people
can see them.
And my parents are right there, nah, I wouldn't do that. Which Maria Bamford filmed her whole special in front of her mom and her dad, which was funny.
Jesus.
Two people in the audience. It was hilarious. Check it out on, I think, HBO. It's pretty funny.
Oh, really? All right.
Yeah.
So did you go to college in Nevada as well?
Yeah, college.
What did you study?
In-state tuition. Couldn't beat it.
That's so awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And the great thing about going to school in Reno, I graduated. It's not like Harvard or Stanford. I'm one of the most famous people that come out of Reno. And I'm not even a celebrity. I'm a celeb barely. You know what I mean?
Celeb barely?
So
that's a good
Hashtag celeb barely.
Celeb barely. So they call me back every year to host their big, you know, homecoming comedy night. I've made more money coming back than I paid tuition going there. So God bless you. I love you, University of Nevada. That's what's up.
You're like, Nevada doesn't always win. The house does not always win.
Exactly.
Kayvon took back the house.
That's right.
So did you study acting or writing?
A little bit of both. And
both?
I still do. You know, I take classes if I'm not getting enough stuff going. I got some free time. Boom. Right now I have no free time, which is a good thing. because I'm making that documentary, which you're going to check it out. I'm inviting you to the red carpet, Melissa. It's the Persian New Year documentary.
I remember seeing something online that you've been working on that for a little while now, haven't you?
Yeah, we filmed it. It took a year to film, and then we've been editing for the last year. It's going to be ready October 15th. And we're gonna it's got accepted to a film festival.
Congratulations.
Red carpet. BBC's talking about it. CNN, HBO.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm gonna wear that same dress from that photo.
Please do. There you go.
Like it matches.
Persian girls never
right
wear
now.
The same dress twice, so that'd be a good luck charm.
I am not a typical Persian girl.
Typical. And you guys, just a reminder, this is live at Skid Row Studios. If you have any questions for Kayvon and Melissa, you can please call in at 1-800-893-9562. If you've seen them, if you've heard them, if you've loved them, call in, give us your feedback.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch their YouTube, because Melissa is actually star of YouTube.
Right.
YouTube.
And Game if you don't
time.
Call, it's embarrassing because we're sitting here waiting for the phone to ring. Call us.
We have no fans.
Call us.
I know. If you used to read Kayvon's blurbs on the Nevada Silver and Blue, kicking
Who
it with Kayvon, everybody does. I mean, come on.
Well, like I said, if I went to Harvard or Stanford, would they care about me? No,
not
there's too much competition.
Slightest.
But in Reno, I contribute to their magazine every month.
It's funny, too. I read a couple of them.
So sweet. Yeah,
They're
I read
really
a funny,
funny
article, and I always post it on Facebook, say, if you know how to read, you might want to check this out.
Oh, so cute.
You even taught them how to, like, make healthy food in, like, one little blurb and segment.
Yeah, exactly. It's, how to eat healthy on the road.
Whatever. That's what I remember. He made a really cool dish. I don't know who filmed it.
Mm.
He made a Persian dish,
yes.
And he posted it some. What channel was
that?
That
was on the Style Network.
Oh, my God. It was the coolest thing ever. There's this guy that's cooking Persian food, and he did it with such... Like, mm-hmm. Zazing, I don't know.
It was
one of the first things I've ever seen him do. And I was like, oh my God, this guy is adorable. And then I got to know him.
Yeah.
So
stay
I was
in
like,
the
disgusting.
You're like, he's really not that cute and really not that cool.
No, but on camera, I can pull it off.
You can pull it off. You just pull out the little smirk.
Yeah, Kayvon's a cool dude. I've known him for a while. And once, before I started, or what, I don't know when, but me and Peter the Persian.
Peter the Persian came to
one of next time.
Holiday ugly sweater parties at his house.
Yes.
And you know, I like to like snoop around everywhere, so I find my way to his bedroom.
Did you go through like medicine cabinets and drawers?
No, I went to his bedroom. This is how determined this guy is. He had a mic stand where he practiced his stand up in his room.
In front of a mirror.
I was like, that's ballin'.
No, not
I'll never forget that.
Not in front of a mirror. Yeah, I just had a mic stand in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would bring Okay, this is... All right, now we're going to talk about something.
No, I need to know about this now.
That's how you impress the ladies.
So yeah, you meet a girl who's like, I want to see your comedy. You're like, well, I could put on a little private show for you, right? You're like, well, there's only one place to sit. It's, you know, right there.
On my bed.
There you go.
On my bed.
On my what? And then you do a little comedy show for them. And if you can get them to laugh, you know, maybe they laugh their panties off. That's the goal.
I'm getting ideas.
Are you taking notes, Swan?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Last week it was no emojis when you're texting. This week it's.
But if we're willing to sit, if we're willing to sit at the comedy store till 1 a.m. to do an open mic for two drunk Australians, why not bring a hot girl and give her a cocktail
straight to your bedroom?
Right to your bedroom and do comedy for 5 minutes. Work it out. And she'll tell you what's funny, what isn't.
You get the advantage on both sides of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Question, would that work for a girl to do?
Probably not.
No,
it wouldn't.
That would make them run if they walked into your bedroom, Melissa, and they saw
Cereal
a mic
killer.
Stand.
Right.
I go, no, I'm walking away.
See, that's a double standard then. Man.
Yeah, we don't want you to be talking down there. There should be no talking.
There should be no talking. I actually thought that would be pretty genius because I don't know what facial expressions I make when I'm doing my set on stage. I have like a mic in front of a mirror to go through my set and see how retarded my faces look.
I think your facial expressions are classy, Nikki.
Because there is none.
Mine's is all facial expressions.
And
they're
love that.
Ugliest facial expressions.
I'm just kidding. Wow. No, they're not.
Wow. Nice.
And this is one of your good friends, too.
No, that's me.
Okay.
She looks pretty on stage when she makes her facial expressions because she can put like one eyebrow up, one eyebrow down. I can't do that stuff.
I have a book of expressions coming out.
A book of expressions.
It's coffee
it's
table
pop-up?
Book.
Huh?
Pop-up book.
It should be.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Now, let me tell you something. Don't do it in front of the mirror and because you're judging yourself while you're doing it, you get in your head. Just live, make your body a vessel like the great Robin Williams would have done and don't worry about it. Everyone will feed into what you're bringing to the table.
Kayvon, the life coach of comedy.
That's right. And be in my spin class next Sunday. That'll help too.
Wait, I go to Crunch Fitness. I'm sorry.
Hermosa Beach currently, but I get around, you know. Get around.
I go to Crunch Fitness.
LA Fitness.
Crunch?
LA Fitness too. Woo.
Atta girl.
Just because they have the cool classes that take my mind off working out. Like, they have that pound class where it's like you're drumming on the ground and stuff like that. And they have aerial stuff and wave roping. Really weird wave roping.
I've done that. Yeah. That's cool.
So you had something else I wanted to discuss that I feel a lot of comics go through, but not so publicly.
Depression?
No.
Public breakdown?
No, a lot of comics go through that publicly.
No,
Twitter,
when people consider things that we post are racist or certain things like that, like you had a certain situation that was like really public on Facebook that I felt was so stupid for them to do.
Which one?
It was was when This Is 50 posted, like, you had posted a picture of a shirt.
Oh, yeah. That was the dumbest thing ever, right?
Yeah.
And I posted a picture of a shirt with big old graffiti writing.
Graffiti writing.
And it says, "Racism must end." And I wrote, "Looks like something a black guy would wear." Just as a joke. Like,
it was hilarious.
Yeah. I
remember when you posted that. I thought it was funny. Mm-hmm. And then somebody like made it a big story. They're like, "Kayvon, the Persian comic, goes racist. On a racist rant."
Yeah.
And disappoints his fans with racism. I'm just like, that's not racist. That's funny. There's humor in it.
Yeah, it was a satire. But the guy wasn't intelligent enough to understand that I was being, you know,
sarcastic.
Was
waiting around all day on Facebook to be like, all right, this is something I can get behind this.
It's basically saying if you don't want to be racist, put it on a shirt that doesn't look like something only one race would wear.
Exactly.
I thought it was funny. Yes. How did you deal with that when that came out?
Basically, you know, I kind of ignored that guy.
Yeah.
I've had problems, a lot of problems. Every comedian does, especially the more well-known. Like, people come after Daniel Tosh more because he's got a bigger platform. More people hear it.
Right.
You know, so the better the higher we all get in the comedy game, we're going to hear more and more of this. But I like what some of the comics are doing is don't apologize. You know what's a joke, what's funny, and you know it's sarcastic. And if people don't understand that, too bad. Life is too short to sit there. We're comedians for a reason. We're allowed to cross lines. And as long as it's not too far over, and I police myself in those regions, because I know there's kids that read my page.
Right.
There's a lot of things I won't push and I won't put on there, but that's definitely not something I would even sweat. So, and then I'll flex my muscles if he comes to my show. You know, say, "Oh, you want a piece of this?" You know.
Well, that's what half of Jim Norton's speech for the Just for Laughs thing this year was about. Just like everyone's apologizing. Why the fuck are we apologizing?
No, there's nothing to apologize for. You know,
you're basically apologizing for your life that you're living at that point.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of my stand-up has a lot of those type of jokes in it. I do one joke now where I kind of make fun of fat people. And that doesn't go very well, if you know.
It's weird.
It goes weird because everyone thinks they're a little more fat than they should be. So they're all like, "He's talking about me." And even someone, you're like, "Not you, someone bigger." Well, that guy's sitting next to her. So it doesn't matter. So I just started saying, "You know what? You guys could be all weird about it. I'm not going to cater to fat people. They've had enough catering. All right, it's done. It's done." And then they start clapping. So everyone's cool with me because that's what people got to realize. We're just joking. We're comedians. So that's
you
it.
Can't please everybody, though. You have to go in that mindset.
Right.
Like, you just can't. Just in life. Doesn't matter if you're doing stand-up. You just cannot please everybody.
I admire the New York comics. The New York comics have a face and like a, "Hey, I don't give a damn what you know, you don't mess with
me. You're dead to me."
Because we're like happy and we're smiling and then we tell a joke that's a little off the cuff. Then they're like, "Oh, you're not allowed to do that.
You're making fun of that person." I'm like, "Yeah."
So if we had a little more edge to start with, me especially, if I wasn't so nice and happy, then I could probably go down darker paths. So maybe
nice and happy with gladiator muscles. Yes, you're not scary.
I don't wear this on stage. You know, I never worn a tank top on stage before.
Just in our studio. Feel fortunate, guys. You get to see Kayvon Martin live.
Yeah, there it is.
Live.
You don't want people to look at you as sexual objects on stage.
No,
right?
They
want
to hear the joke. You want them to hear the jokes. You don't want them to be staring.
Kayvon just wanted to know what it felt like to be a good-looking woman on stage and have people look at him like, "Oh my God, why?"
Well, no, mainly because you guys don't have air conditioning or a fan in here. So
I'm
completely
covered. I don't know about you.
Yeah, you're Muslim. What do you expect?
I might start wearing a tank top to the show.
I'm surprised that he remembered how bad the studio is and that it gets so hot.
It is hot.
I mean, because you had done Rick Esqueda's show with us,
yes,
too. Yeah.
Good memory.
It was so hot when I'd co-host that show, and I remembered, and I forgot to warn him that we can't have air conditioning in here because it makes noise.
Yeah, it does.
So we have to sweat it out, but it's okay. It's like an extra workout for Kayvon, so it's fine.
I put deodorant on.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Nice. Like, I normally don't, but for this show,
I normally do not, and I shaved as well. So you're welcome, everybody.
That took hours. Wow.
So would this be like the outfit that you'd wear on a disaster date episode when you were doing disaster date?
I did wear this on disaster date.
Did you really?
I think I might have seen that when you were a gym trainer.
Yeah,
or
I was
something.
A gym trainer on there. Oh, man. You guys are bringing up the old school stuff. I love it.
That was a fun show. I really liked watching it.
We all missed Disaster Date. I thought it was a great show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Disaster Date was on MTV for about 4 seasons. I was on 2 of them. Where girls would think they're going on a date, and then I would show up and try to ruin it and see how long it took them to run. And one of them was a gym trainer, which we've been talking about the whole day. But it was cool because I started calling people out in the restaurant for ordering stuff. I'm like, did you just order a ham sandwich? No, dude, you are what you eat.
Didn't you bring a ball, like a BOSU ball or something?
I brought a big...
to sit on?
The ball, and I told my date her posture was really bad. She was slumping, and I removed her chair and brought the ball out. I go, you need to sit on this to correct your posture. And she did it. She sat there, and she's like, I think it does feel nice. Like,
yeah. So she was really buying into it.
Yeah, I was like, roll your shoulders back, and her boobs are out, and she's on a ball. All bouncing. It was just a great, great thing.
Well, 3 of the biggest upcoming comics, I think, were part of that show because it was you. You were on it. Fahim was also on it. Jeff Keith. You guys were all really hilarious. Did you guys get some say in the writing and the things that you were improvising?
A little bit. We did this thing called, I was a lead singer of a boy band. The girl hated boy bands. So I got Fahim and Jeff. I said, why don't we get together the night before and create this boy band so we're not just off the cuff. And they show up and we did a rehearsal. We call ourselves Jam Tight. The new boy band.
Oh my gosh.
And we gave our names, we gave ourselves nicknames, and then we started performing as Jam Tight, and we had like choreography and everything. That's probably the funniest disaster date. If you go on my YouTube, just type in Kayvon Jam Tight. However you spell Jam Tight, it'll probably work, but it's the boy band episode of Disaster Date. I loved it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
You also have a really funny titled movie that I haven't seen. I need to watch it now that I've looked it up. It's called Gingerbread Man 2 Passion of the Crust.
Yes. It's, you know, people say, oh, Gingerbread Man. It's like the Chucky doll. Chucky is not scary until he comes to life and kills you. The ginger dead man, he comes to life. He has got a knife and he will come kill you. And I won't tell you whether I live or die by the end, but I was under attack the whole movie.
What was your character?
I was the lead. I was the lead in this movie. It was like one of the first movies I ever did, which was awesome. One day I'm going to get on Jimmy Kimmel, and he's going to show a clip from that movie.
They're like, God, turn it off.
Passion of the Crust.
Yeah, but it was badass because I got my first on-screen kiss. I had my first fight scene on screen, and I was the lead, so I loved it.
You do your own stunts?
I did my own stunts.
Attaboy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got beat up by a robot.
So Kayvon's going to be on Expendables 3.
Three or four.
I want to see Expendables 3 so 34. Badly.
I might, you can just tell people you're in it, and there's no way they wouldn't know. They wouldn't know.
Kelsey Grammer's even in it. When is Kelsey Grammer an action star?
Well, only in X-Men, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he played Beast.
Oh, that's right, I guess. Okay, you just proved me wrong.
Yes, gotcha.
Damn, you also do improv, too.
Yeah, Second City I've done, and UCB is great, and I enjoy it. Yes, and if that, then what else?
Oh, my gosh.
Ramp it up.
We would do shows together, and he'd put me on the spot and be like, Nikki, come on, let's do an improv exercise. And I would always suck at them so bad.
Oh, those are fun.
I think we did one that we got together, like, really quickly. It was a Disneyland one where I said Nikki, and then we just said Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, that was the fastest one I've ever done.
That's a game called Mind Melt. If you write me, I'll tell you how to play it, and we can do it in my comedy club bedroom.
There you go. And you've also gone on a couple comedy tours as well. With Max Gibrani.
Maz Gibrani. He's a great comic. He's been on Comedy Central Showtime. Melissa knows him really well. He is like he's all of our older cousin or uncle in the game, and he gives us all kinds of great advice. He's amazing.
Have you worked with him too, Mel?
Very briefly, not like Kayvon. Kayvon toured with him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
Greatest guy. Like, everyone that has ever met him likes him. And in comedy, there's always someone that hates on you. He's the only guy nobody hates on him.
Really? He's like the godfather for everybody.
So friendly, nicest guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
he works hard.
He took me to theaters. He took me to Dubai. He took me to Canada, a couple different theaters in Canada.
That's the exotic one.
Oh, man. It was great. And there's exotic Persian women and Egyptian goddesses.
I bet there were.
I had fun.
They're all gorgeous. They're all doctors or dentists. I'm like, you could be hot and rich. Wow. I could be a sugar baby.
Did you take your mic stand on the road with you?
Oh, I wish. No, I didn't have it with me. But those shows were great, but I call it the Look But Don't Touch tour because they're not messing around. It's the best looking girls in the world, and they don't do anything. They're all there with their uncle and their cousin.
That's true. They're with their family. They're not going to go over and hit on the guy.
No.
But I'm sure they were thinking, they're like, oh my God, this guy.
Oh, I would love for him to buy me dinner and then go home by myself.
what every girl wants.
Yeah. Yep. Buy me dinner
and then go home.
Is this all in your documentary that you have out right
yes,
now too?
Yes, the documentary covers this because every year I leave for the month of March for Persian New Year. And okay. I didn't even know what Persian New Year was till about 4 years ago. And people are like, where are you? Why are you not here? Did you quit comedy?
So, how do you pronounce the name of this documentary? Nowruz?
Nowruz, same thing.
Okay. Yeah.
It means new day or new year.
Well, I didn't know what Persian New Year was, but I just started the tour.
I started the tour because I was like, let's make a documentary about this.
That's cool, man.
And so where can they pick up your documentary?
It's not even out yet.
Oh, shoot.
It's coming out in October. October 15th. And this the Noor Film Festival has it in Beverly Hills. We're going to do a big screening, red carpet. All the comedians are coming. You guys at home are coming. And afterwards, I'm going to have some autographs.
I'm a big part of the Noor people.
Yeah, you are.
And we are going to talk about that with both of you because I know Melissa's doing some work for Noor. She's hosted the film festivals. She's been in them mm-hmm. film festivals. And you actually have both had films in the film festival.
I think this year.
Mm-hmm. This year.
I have a short film.
Awesome.
I didn't produce it, but I'm in it. I play a lesbian.
What? Good for you. Did you do any research?
No, I didn't do any research. They just are like, oh, you're the lesbian. Okay.
She just hung out with me. I played college softball. You knew that. Come on.
Yeah.
It's just a short film. It's a comedy. There's actually a lot of people in it. Tehran's in it.
I think I know that film.
Yeah.
Maggie Pardo's.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do a viewing party or something for this.
At Noor.
At Noor. Except I'm not screening. Part of Noor.
Anybody can go.
Okay, cool.
I have no idea what Noor is.
Noor means...
Noor, Iranian... Noor light. Means light in Farsi.
Yeah.
So they're shedding light on, like, you know...
Artists.
Yeah.
I only know how to say one thing in Farsi.
What?
Behemdega.
Huh?
Damn. It
means we go or let's go.
Wait,
or get
say
going.
It again?
Behemdega.
I thought you said the N-word.
Behemdega.
No.
Yeah, that's I was taught by
she's like,
a dude
no.
that spoke
I don't know what that word is.
What do you think it is?
Let's go. Okay. Sorry. You can say anything to Kayvon. He'll be like, oh, okay, because he doesn't speak it.
I don't speak it.
Berimdige.
I don't speak it. Okay. But in my documentary, I learn about words like you do. I learn like two words.
Yeah.
Salam and khudafis. Hello and goodbye. And I also learned, my dad taught me that dog is Sag because he named our dog Sag.
Sag? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I had a dog named Dog.
Come here, Sag.
Yeah, here's Sag.
Well, so, then his Farsi friend also, if he wanted you to like basically you're saying die, he'd be like Marg.
Marg.
Marg. And a fun one is like after each other's name, if you want to say dear, you say John. So it'd be like Kayvon John, mm-hmm. Nikki John, Dave mm-hmm. John.
Really?
Yeah.
John.
That actually would be my name. If you...
Well, we got to get to Melissa too. You also have a special, lastly, before we wrap up, Kayvon. It's called Thank God.
Thanks God. Something thanks my dad God. Would always say. If something goes really well, thanks God. So it was the natural name for my new 1 hour special. Thanks God.
And is that all wrapped up? It's done?
Yeah, we filmed it last May. We edited it and we released it January 1st this year. And
oh, nice.
I filmed it all myself, spent all my own money on it, which was cool.
That's awesome.
We made all our money back in 6 months.
Oh,
wow. Congratulations.
That was a lucky thing. So now everything else we sell is icing on the cake, and I'm just happy to have covered my cost on that thing.
You went Macklemore style.
Yes, I did.
Dang.
Oh, attaboy.
And what do you have up and coming in the works that you want to promo?
I do want everyone to check out the film Nowruz.
October 15th.
Yes, it's Kayvon Presents Persian New Year like never seen before because I'd never seen it before. So we're going to learn about it together. And it's geared towards people who are not Middle Eastern to learn about, are these people weird? Do they bomb you? Are they eating delicious food? Is it disgusting? What do they wear? You're going to find out all that and more. And I'm doing comedy at every show with very hilarious guest comedians involved like Ahmed Mazdarbani and the Iron Sheik from the WWF Wrestling Champion.
Nice.
He teaches me how to get back in shape because I get a little fat after eating a lot of Persian food on the road.
My mom might need to see this because my brother's dating a Persian chick. And
oh,
suit,
shit.
My mom's right-wing tea party, and she's just like got scared shitless about it. I'm like, Mom, it's fine. You know. Yep. She's like, no, I...
You have to. Yeah, she would love it. She would love this film. That's who it's for.
And we have to say happy birthday to Kayvon, too, because his birthday was actually August 1st. We missed it.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I don't celebrate birthdays. I celebrate accomplishments. So.
Oh, yeah. Celebrate
so October 15th.
October 15th, we're going to start celebrating my real
accomplishment.
Successful day.
Well, one more time for
Kayvon. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for having me. Wow.
And last thing, I found out your name means Saturn.
It does mean Saturn.
It means Saturn.
The prettiest of all planets.
Well, now for the prettiest of all Persian comedians, female comedians, in general, Melissa Shoshahi.
Hello.
These were good, by the way.
Oh, I love airheads. Mm-hmm. Just not when they're men. So you're from Seattle.
I am from Seattle.
And you have amazing hair.
Well, I showered today. That's what I did. And I used Diva Curl. No silicone, parabens, or sulfates.
Wow. For those of you that don't know, Melissa is a huge proponent of Diva Curl. It makes every girl's hair look fabulous.
Yeah, moving on. Seattle, man. Yeah, I'm from Seattle. I love it. I love it there. But I can't live there. I can't live there because my family is there. I can't live with my parents. They just make me feel guilty every time. They're not going to watch this. They're just like, where are you going? I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to like a show in the rain. It's raining every day, Mom. No. So it's like, it's good, but I just had to leave. And it's just raining nonstop, so I came here now.
So did you start right out of high school, or did you start in college?
No, I started in L.A. and then I moved back to Seattle and then I came back to L.A. So I was working for Persian TV. That's when I met this guy. We've done a few like sketches and stuff. And then he would always be like, hey, you should come to my shows. He was like hosting Laugh Factory at that time. And he had a really cool, I'll never forget, he had the coolest business card and it was his picture. It was the ID.
It was a magnet made out of my driver's license.
Shut up.
It was the coolest thing. So he'd be like, come on, come to my show. So I went and then shortly after I stopped working for that channel, like I met all the Persian comics from working there.
My friend.
Yeah. Right. And so I decided to try it out. And I remember hitting you up and Kayvon was like, don't tell anybody you're doing it.
Yeah. That was my advice.
Yeah.
Everyone says, what's your advice? Say, don't tell anyone you're doing stand up for 1 year. Because a lot of people quit in their first year.
I want to see you do a spot. No, you don't.
And you don't need the pressure. Just show up, do a bunch of little. Did you do it? Or did you just blast everyone?
No, Facebook wasn't that big. I didn't do much.
Oh, good.
If you think about it. This was like 2008. I don't know.
MySpace had died and Facebook wasn't big yet. Yeah. It was a tough time for social media.
I wasn't posting anything anyway. Right now, people go crazy. Right now, if you do an open mic, people will change their status as like comedian occupation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everybody has their own timing. Everybody has their way. I don't care what people do. But yeah, I started it and I really didn't know what I was getting myself into.
Still don't.
I still don't. But you know what? I don't think I'd want it any other way. It was really rough, but I'm really glad I went through it all.
And Seattle has a great comedy background, though. That's a great place to start doing comedy.
So great. When I went back, there's so much stage time and it's a good environment. And there's people that actually want to go to shows that are not comics. So yes, even if you go to an open mic, there's a lot of non-comics there. Like I did open mic at a coffee shop on a Friday night and it was packed.
That's
with
how
people.
Cleveland is too. It's great when you
it's
go.
It's amazing. So it's just, you meet new people. Anywhere you start outside of L.A., over here.
Not New Mexico. There's no comedy scene in New Mexico. I had to drive to El Paso to do comedy.
Is that far?
It's 30 minutes away. So anytime I want to do a show, well, still, it's like I wasn't telling my parents where I was going.
Yeah. Like a mile and a half out here.
But Seattle, everybody that's from Seattle, they always just have such great things to say about the competitions and like the other comics. And
the Seattle people and the NorCal people seem to do real well when they move to LA too. Like I've been toiling it out here and then they show up like, I got a sitcom yesterday. It's like, oh, Seattle people. Oh, San Francisco.
I don't
Francisco.
Have a sitcom yet, so.
Yeah, go back to Seattle, then
back. Go back and come
just
back.
Just keep thinking about it.
I know, I'll just do that.
So when did you finally tell your family that you were going to be pursuing comedy?
I don't know, man.
Have you told them yet?
I know. Shh, everybody be quiet. I think I told them and my mom was like, that's nice, baby. I love you.
She was having a bad dream. Go to sleep.
I wake up.
I don't think she understood what it meant. Actually, really sad, funny story. So I was doing stand-up in Seattle and my mom didn't take me seriously. And she has a waxing salon. So she was waxing. And at that time I was waxing with her. Like I was her assistant.
Right.
That's a long story.
So you held the wax while she...
It was really bad.
She held the legs up.
I had to oil them up while she took a break. So
really?
Yeah. So I was doing stand-up all over town, and like one day she came home, she's like, I am so embarrassed by you. Yeah. She's like, one of my customers, they came to your show and she said you had drink on stage.
Drink on stage.
Drink on stage.
And you were talking sex mix.
Sex-mex? Hey, is that like some sort of cuisine I don't know about?
I was gonna say, is this like some Texan kind of sex?
Persian people always like rhyme it with the M word. Yeah, like candy mandy. It's stupid. Mom has a joke about that.
You were talking sexy mixy stuff.
So I was like, Mom, I don't know what you're talking about because I don't drink when I perform. So I, you know, and like I wasn't talking about anything sexual. So I was so confused. She was mad at me for 2 weeks. Anyway, flash forward 2 years later, she got drunk.
My mom.
Oh, no. And she decides to tell me that, you remember that time I was mad at you? I was like, yeah,
which
Mom.
Which time, Mom?
Yeah, which time? That time when, you know, I said my customer saw you and I was so in the
sex mix.
She's like, I made that up.
Oh. Are you serious?
I was like, why would you make that up? I was testing you.
What?
I was testing you to see, like, if you really wanted to do the stand-up because I wanted you to quit so you can get married and have babies.
You're kidding.
Oh, no.
That's true.
So she was trying to test me. I was like, Mom, you're the worst parent ever. That is the weirdest test. She goes, I know,
I failed.
That's like backhanded reverse psychology. That's
my mom.
Every Persian movie in a film festival starts with a mom coming in going, I am so embarrassed by you. So I pictured that scene. That has to be a scene in the movie.
This is the craziest thing. So that's how my mom. But now, you know, I was doing a tour at the time with Dean Obidala, and we went to Seattle, was one of the stops, and that was the first show my parents came to see. And then afterwards, that's when she was like, oh, I lied, you know, I made that up, because she saw me
and she
perform.
Saw you were good.
Yeah, she saw I was doing family jokes and this and that. Because in the Persian community, and Kayvon does this too, like you're for the most part very family oriented when you do those shows.
Yes, the whole 1 hour special is family oriented.
Family, because that's what they like, because they get uncomfortable when you talk about dirty things.
Oh, that's how Latin families are too, trust me.
My mom got me condoms as a stocking stuffer, so I'm like, all right, so, we're good.
Okay, yeah, you're good on that.
Me and my parents never even had the talk.
Yeah, neither did I.
No, you don't need the talk.
Mine was no means no, maybe means no, and yes means ask again, so.
Well, my parents met when they were 14 and got married when they were 20. They were high school sweethearts, first and last kisses. What kind of talk were they going to give me about relationships and dating?
Oh,
there
man.
There was nothing they could tell me.
Your world is so different than theirs.
Nothing.
Make sure the first one counts.
Yeah, that's right.
So you were working for Persian TV, but you also were doing a lot of stuff on YouTube because you were even saying you got recognized as YouTube.
I don't know why people make it a big deal. I have no idea how everybody keeps saying, YouTube, I saw you on YouTube. It's weird because I don't know what they've seen.
It was so funny because we were having dinner one night and she was telling me about this little old lady that came up to her. She's like, I know you. I see you. And she was like, oh, have you seen my comedy? She goes, no, you YouTube.
You are YouTube.
You YouTube.
We are all YouTube.
We are all of YouTube.
So wait, what's your biggest video on YouTube? Which one really took off?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, all of the stuff I had from Persian TV was on YouTube. Maybe that was it.
Yeah.
And then now I'm doing a webisode, but it's only been a month in, so I doubt it's that.
Wow.
But I have a webisode called Lame Time
Lame
with
Time
Mel.
With Mel. My favorite one of her Lame Times with Mel is she was looking at the model prisoner. What's that guy's name?
Jeremy Meeks.
Okay.
You're like, so, I sent him fan mail.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, he's rugged and like he's tattooed. And they're like, he's a murderer, but that means he's dangerous. And like going through all the things that were bad about him, but why she could still date him.
Yep.
Yeah, man, I feel like we as artists have to create our own stuff. Like Kayvon's doing his own thing because nobody's going to knock at my door, his door, be like, make this Noruz documentary.
Yeah.
Make this, because they don't care and nobody knows what they want in this town until you make it and do it and make your own path, because things are changing now. If you want to be a comic, it's not just funny jokes now. It's like funny vines, funny this, funny that, funny do this, do that. It's just so much work.
Which you do have a lot of those things. And you are a hustler. I mean, whether it's on the social media sites and the videos that you create that are really funny, Instagram, Vine, you also do a lot of comedy competitions anytime you can. I mean, you've done Laugh Down, the World Series of Comedy.
Yeah.
I just did the
that was a year ago almost. I did the San Francisco comedy competition. That was rough.
Oh, wow.
I enjoyed it, but that was like all driving all over the place. It's like a boot camp.
Yeah.
It's good. That's why I did it. It's like you learn so much. You meet so many different types of people.
Where do you stay when you do those? Do you stay in hotels or what?
Hotels, friends, whoever.
Yeah, comics. When we go on a tour, like we don't know from night to night
what's
happening.
We don't know.
Bus stops.
Let me pop open Tinder. Let's see what's cracking on this thing.
See, Tinder would work.
Are you just using me for my body? No, I need to sleep.
I need to sleep.
You could go somewhere else. I don't give a damn.
But yeah. You've done major tours too, because you just recently were on a tour with Maximini.
Well, we did, that was last year, we did all of like West Coast and like Seattle, just small little things. I didn't get to go around the world like this guy here.
Well, stick with Max. He's going big now.
He is phenomenal. He really was a blessing for him to take me on, and I learned so much. And those crowds, man, when you do those crowds, mm-hmm. and then you go back to a normal room.
It takes the wind out of your sails.
You guys, it's like the best thing. It's like a auditorium, like with 1,000+ people, and, mm-hmm. and then you go to like a bar show.
Yeah, you gotta be okay. You gotta be okay with the ups and downs with comedy because you do. I did a show, 3,500 people with Mazda. I sold 79 T-shirts, $20 a pop after the show. I had money coming out of every pocket, and then I come back to the open mic at the Comedy Store, 6 drunks, and they're like, yeah, you can't go on tonight. You're not one of the like favorites.
You felt
here,
a little depressed. You're like, you should have seen me last week.
I was great. That's why I filmed the damn
documentary.
I'm bringing the cameras with me because I can't.
That's
get
smart
the show
though.
Yeah. It's so fun. It's so fun doing those shows though. It's. Can you imagine being at that level?
Oh yeah, we're gonna get there.
You're like, if you think 3,500 like people makes your knees shake, think of like selling out a Coliseum.
Oh, I know, it's crazy, and it actually gets easier the more people that are there. Because when it's more people, you're like, someone's gonna like these jokes.
They approved
the energy,
of this already.
It's the energy that you
they
feel.
Paid $80 to be in those seats. They want to laugh.
Well, plus laughs are contagious. If you can get a couple people in an auditorium to laugh, it's gonna feed off. They're almost laughing because the next person's laughing next to them.
But if you're doing an 8-people comedy show and 5 aren't laughing, you notice, you're going, oh, what's up? Yeah. 60-70% of the audience is not liking me right now.
Right.
So.
But you're not just funny. You're a talented actress. You've done a couple short films, movies. Yeah. You just did American Vampire too.
Yeah, that was an older one. But I just did a film called Lost in Austin.
Lost in Austin. Nice. Yeah.
A small role, but it's with like Craig Robinson and
awesome
and Jamie Presley, and it's like a dark comedy.
You always do these really dark, kind of cool movies, don't you?
Well, I mean, lesbian, and then now this, and I'm shooting a film right now where I play a Russian homeless prostitute. Wow. And let me tell you guys,
this is that the speed date in?
No,
which one's that one?
No, all I do is characters. This is how like. You guys need to create your own stuff. So a few, like 7 months ago, I saw this documentary about volunteers going to Mars. They're doing this mission. It's like a one-way trip to Mars because Whoa. They're having people move there Whoa. And like inhabit it in 2024. So they're taking volunteers. They're only taking a certain amount of people. So I watched this documentary, and the people that were volunteering were the weirdest people. Like one was a beekeeper. One was like, it was weird. And so I was like, I was inspired by that documentary. So I made a documentary. Listen, I made a documentary about a Russian prostitute as a volunteer. And I just made it and I posted it and somebody saw it and they cast me in their film.
Yeah, they said that character is perfect
for my
film.
Can you be a Russian homeless prostitute?
Of course.
Said,
yes, I can.
Why, yes, I can.
You've made a small documentary.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How do you make a documentary about a Russian prostitute if you are not a Russian prostitute?
It's like a parody of the documentary.
Oh, you made a mockumentary.
Thank you for correcting.
Oh, good.
English is my second
language. Did you become Russian and start sleeping around?
Only the better of the Persians.
Kayvon's about ready to do an intervention on Melissa. Right,
you don't have to go that far.
I know.
Melissa, like, you're funny.
No, my parents don't think so.
He's like, my friend, I help you. I got this. It's okay.
Good. Okay, so you did a mockumentary.
I did a mockumentary. I'm so sorry, guys. I built a character.
And now that character is in demand.
Well, we'll see how the movie goes. But, you know, you never know is what I'm trying to say. It's no sitcom, though.
Well, what is that supposed to be? I wasn't in a sitcom.
I know, me neither.
Oh, okay.
This is from her coming from out north.
This is you guys trying to stroke each other's ego right now.
Well, speaking of You Never Know, I was performing at the Comedy Store on Monday night, and Seth Green walked out and goes, hey, man, great set. You know, the little redheaded. Yeah. And he was with a guy named Brecken Meyer, who you know, Clueless, with the skateboard, the pothead guy.
And Rat Race.
And Rat Race. And Road Trip and all that. So it was cool. Like, you never know. Robot Chicken could call, but you don't know. So that's why I got to perform as many spots as possible.
You could have an old lady come up to you and go, you YouTube.
You YouTube.
That's a bigger deal.
I would have taken that. That's the most I've ever gotten from fanfare. Like, for someone to come up to me and go, oh, you YouTube. I'd take that.
Yeah, there you go.
That would make my year. Well, what do you have coming up, Melissa, that you're working on?
Oh, man.
Russian prostituting.
Russian prostituting.
One-way trip to Mars? Are you in there?
Yeah, if you look it up, One-Way Trip to Mars. It's very low production because I shot it in my kitchen.
That's hilarious.
Well, whilst on vodka. So I don't know. I don't know what I have coming up. I always have something coming up. I can't think right now.
What's your website?
What's your website?
If you go to melcomedy.com, because I know nobody can spell my last name.
And I always have to check it whenever
I'm... Melcomedy.com. I'm on Twitter at Mel Shashahi. And Instagram. If you follow me, that'll be great because my parents keep track of that.
Kayvon, where can everybody find you?
It's easy. Just Google KVON comedian. I'm the only white guy on there.
And just for correction's sake, the V in Kayvon is not capitalized.
Yeah, my first name is Kayvon. But people think my name's like Vaughn. Like, Mr. Vaughn, what is your first name, Kay? I'm like, Kayvon is my first name.
It's my first name.
Kayvon's a great Persian name.
Well, since this is the Battle of the Persians, we have a couple battles. Melissa's going to have to go set up our second battle if you want to go get that going. There's a microwave
is
in
a
the
bathtub?
Hallway. No, it's no not a bathtub. We're going to let you do that and heat it up real quick. Our first battle, if you want to talk about this for a second, we are actually going to do the Chain of Fools Gold Challenge.
Okay.
Everybody knows Persians like chains. Party Persians. So we are going to time you guys to see who can get the most chains on in the least amount of time.
Like over our head?
Yes, over your heads.
What's the rule?
There is no rules. You have 10 seconds to get as many on as you can, and then we stop. We count them.
He's already working on a strategy right
now.
I know.
No. We can't show them how many they are. Kayvon's like going to be calculating in his head. We got to like mix them up and stuff.
Yeah, because one time I did a wind tunnel where you grab the cash.
Yeah.
And you don't grab the cash. Just keep your hands like this, and the money flies into your hands, and then put it. Yeah.
Can you do like a shirt and then pull up?
You're not allowed to use your shirt.
We'll put the Bumblebee music back on in a minute, Andy, when we do the challenge. That's my bad. Say hello to our producer, Andy. Andy, say hi.
Hello.
Andy's going to be actually one of our judges for these challenges as wrap things up. Mm-hmm. You never know, because, I mean, one in two votes, that doesn't work. We always need a third, right?
Too true.
So the second challenge, just so you can prepare yourself, because Melissa's had a lot of preparation for this, is we are going to be waxing Dave's back.
Whoa.
Yeah,
right.
I felt the same way when I was told about it.
Yeah, I like how you act like you didn't have something to do with this. You're just looking for a free waxing from Melissa.
Yeah.
She's a professional.
I got two tracks of fur, all right?
Two tracks. They go down the left and the right?
Yeah.
Or is it down the middle and more down the middle?
There's one on the right, one on the left.
There it goes.
So we're actually going to be letting you guys each do a strip. Wow. And whoever gets the most hair off.
The most hair
wins.
Off. Oh, she's going to beat me. She's practicing with her. Oh, well, without her mom, she might not be as good.
Yep. She was just the assistant.
Yeah,
I'm not even going to try
the word. Assistant. And that's bikini waxing. That's not back waxing.
Yeah, she's used to little tiny coochies.
I'm in a different place right now.
So, yes, these are our battles for the day.
Good.
You guys, everybody, so you guys know, we're not racist. We're just fun.
Yeah.
This is all in good fun. We poke fun at everything.
Yeah,
this is
fun of it. You should be able to make fun of every race equally.
We're not really sorry. Well, the battle of the golds, they thought it was a little racist.
Who's they?
Jackie Gold and Maddie Goldberg. We brought in two.
Oh, we love Jackie.
Yeah, love Jackie.
Do you have any shows coming up in the next couple weeks?
I actually do. I'm going to be with Mike Muratori down in San Pedro this Thursday. And other than that,
what club is down there?
I know Godmother's is down there, but this is an art gallery show.
I've done that one.
Yeah. He actually sent me the picture of you doing it.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
It's Amham's show.
Yeah, it's a funny name, Amham.
Amham. But it was funny how he was trying to convince me because the new comedy spot was supposed to be open.
Oh, I know.
And it's gone it's like a little past. Yeah, so Mike was headlining and they asked me to feature for Mike and he was like, well, it's not open, but it's a gallery. We have that one and Kayvon did it. You know Kayvon, Nikki. So they sent me the picture of you doing comedy in front of a bunch of old people.
Yes. Yeah, it was a very interesting show. But they had a lot of free wine and drinks and stuff that I don't take advantage of because I got to get back on the road. I love how they give it. You can have as many free drinks as you want, but you got to leave in about 30 minutes when your show's over.
That's hilarious.
Like, thanks.
Yeah. What do I?
Can I give these free drinks out? No.
But I'm in an anti-DUI commercial, so I can't do that right now.
You can't have any pictures.
You're the face of sober driving, all right?
Yes. If you're in California or some of the other markets nearby, look for the anti-DUI commercial.
That's why I drink and bike ride instead.
That's illegal too.
You can always walk your bike though.
You can, but if you're drunk, you're like, I'm gonna ride this thing.
I don't know who would do that sort of
thing. Now, there's a guy who got a DUI riding a horse, drunk. But he argued that the horse knew the way home without him. And in the court of law, they had the horse walk and it did it all the way home. So they dismissed the case.
So we're probably going to have to do the waxing first, right? Because it's hot. It's ready to go, Mel.
Yeah, we got hot wax here. Wow, she brought a crock pot.
Got a crock pot.
I hope you're not cooking Persian food tonight after this.
And all your gear's in a Subway bag.
All of Melissa's waxing gear right now is in a Subway bag.
Subway and a crock pot. You're going to have a foot-long strip on your back. Look at that. Look at that. It's all gooey
and
blue.
We'll even help you out a little, Kayvon, because we'll let Melissa go first.
Yeah, I'm going to watch her technique.
Watch what I do.
I'm watching.
Okay, so you know how, like, when you... Hold on, really.
You gotta just... Give her a mic.
Yeah, I'm giving her a mic. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Go ahead. No, talk it out. Okay, I'm just making sure the temperature is good enough for you. Do you want to take off your shirt or do you want me to take it off for you?
Oh.
He wants you to take it off. Here, I'll mix it.
It's so sweaty, though.
Yeah. Ew, dang.
Yeah.
I told you.
Okay, I'll do the front.
Yeah, but he's front and back. I respect that. Okay.
Oh, there it is. Look at that hair.
I told you, two tracks of fur.
Two tracks. Like a bear attacked you, like swiped you on the left and the right.
So basically, Dave Swan has two trails of fur, one to the left side of his bag and one to the right. He's got a little carpet. It's not a big carpet for a white man.
It's not a Persian carpet.
No, it's not a Persian carpet.
Look, she's waxing the table.
Are you waxing the table? It's okay. It's the blue wax. The blue wax comes off.
Don't worry. They're doing a bubble bath in here in about an hour, so it'll be fine.
Okay, can you come closer?
Yeah. Here we go.
I have oil to remove that.
Now, this looks like my hair product, Bumble by Bumble. Okay.
Okay, no. Here we go.
Someone's calling in. I think we have our first caller.
No, it's Dave's phone. They're probably like, don't do it, Dave. Don't do it.
I like that rugged look.
Did you see what I did, guys?
Yeah.
I did it towards the direction the hair is growing.
Okay.
It looks like it's growing in all directions.
I know. That's a sad thing.
Okay.
And then I held it.
Oh, I'm going to get way more than her.
And then she puts a strip of muslin.
Muslin. It's a Muslim head wrap.
Pull the skin so it doesn't hurt him.
Whoa! Okay, let's get this.
Oh, I could beat that.
This is our first strip.
Look at that. She was too bashful.
The first strip of hair.
Yeah, it was good.
It didn't hurt him.
First strip.
Was that on camera?
Yep. Kayvon's turn.
All right, let me get all my sandals for this.
All right, so that is Melissa's strip right there. We've got the strip.
I need the proper footwear for this.
Okay, Kayvon. And you gotta let him do it. You can't help.
What has my life come to?
This is a challenge.
You're the one who's actually taking it off. You're not the one.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Ready?
Oh my God.
Look at this. Hey, wait, I'm getting cold wax. I know what she did.
There's hair in the wax.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Wait.
You gotta spin it.
Spin it.
Yeah, here we go. Okay, ready?
Mom's like, you have two engineers. Don't you? You can't help him, Melissa. It's a challenge. You can't help him. You can't.
This is going to end great.
Okay, double. Oh my God.
All right, here we go. I'm going for broke.
Okay, it's starting to dry. You got to put the muslin on it.
All right, muslin, here we go. One. Two, three.
Oh my God.
All right.
Hard.
I don't want to kill you after this.
Which way did she go now? I should have paid better attention. Did she go left or right?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Here we go. If you look closely, I put a lot more blue goop on here because I think I have the strength to go for
it. Oh my God.
One, two, three.
Oh! Yeah!
Booyah! I double arm hand grip this.
I think you won.
You did win.
Look at the difference.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I gotta show the difference. And then we gotta put some. Oh my gosh. This is hilarious. This is Melissa's strip.
That's too close. There you go.
There we go.
Yeah.
This, I have to go way back. This is Kayvon's strip.
Look at that bear rug right there.
Can you see it, Andy?
We're auctioning this right now.
We're auctioning Dave Swan's back hair to fund our small production here.
It looks like a Wolverine.
The first round goes to Mr. Kayvon.
I must tell you, the reason I did that well was because I didn't take Dave's pain threshold or feelings into account.
Into consideration.
I didn't care.
Melissa, you don't have to worry about that right now. I'll get it, babe.
Are you sure?
Yes, positive. Okay, so, Andy, we ready for the last challenge? Let's get her going. Battle.
bum, bum.
Of the fool's gold.
This is not a good game because what happened is if
there's still some back there.
You see, if one person wins and the other doesn't, then we switch.
You guys are gonna stand up.
There's no tiebreaker.
You can't pick them up yet.
So there's no tiebreaker.
Well, actually, technically, you won the first challenge.
But if she wins, then it's a tie.
I let him win the first challenge.
You did let me win. I could tell.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
What are we doing?
We're going to try to put these as many gold chains.
You guys got, yeah.
You got to stand up.
All right, here we go.
Stand up. Take off the headphones. Move your mics.
Move your mics as possible. Persian necklace.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
As many as you can put on. No, that's cheating. Came on. You got to get them on. They have to be on over the head.
I am a game show winner.
3, 2, 1.
Stop.
Okay. Count them. Take them off. Count them. They got to be on your body.
Yeah, that dangler doesn't
count.
That
dangler does not count.
Well,
okay, here. Hand that one to Dave.
All right, the dangler doesn't count.
Just take it off. I'll count it, Kayvon.
But you know. You know.
I mean...
I'll count it off your neck. I'll count them on your neck.
Melissa got 9.
Shit, man. I'm scared.
He won.
Damn, I don't know. Kayvon cheated. Bad.
You guys sit down and talk.
I'm a competitive guy.
Yeah, he beat you.
I drive fast. I run fast.
How many Melissa got?
9.
9. Okay, well, geez. Considering the
I put some on my duel.
The cheater.
Oh, he does know more than 2 words.
Okay, so these two are connected. Those two don't count.
Oh, sure.
Here we go.
You know the bad
one. Okay, so Kayvon got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
And a tie. And that one doesn't count. That's so it's a tie. Count.
It is a tie.
Oh, you did yours elegant.
Let's do this. What's next?
Nothing.
How about
I'm
going to
make this even for
Farsi.
Dave. I'm going to make this even for Dave because I actually let my hair grow out of my legs for 2 days for you, Mel.
You want
serious?
Me to wax you?
You gotta wax the strip off my leg.
Oh my God. There's not a strip on your leg. That's a ton of hair.
You want me to do it now?
Yeah, both of you have to do this.
Here we go. I think we just got tricked, Melissa, into doing free waxing services.
You did.
Yeah.
It's just my ankles. See? I tried to get it grow out.
Hey, you guys. Get him.
Yeah, I know.
We'll let...
Okay, Kayvon, you gotta come put the wax on mine right now, too. Oh, my God. This sucks.
Yeah.
Have you ever waxed your legs? No. I don't have much hair on my legs.
I may have to reheat it, though.
No, yeah.
Fine. Oh, we'll probably good. Right now, the play-by-play is Melissa's.
Okay.
Nikki, here, grab a pen.
Oh,
bite it.
Yeah.
Kayvon, you want to give her an air hand? Because food makes Nikki happy.
Okay. Let's
all right, Kayvon, your turn.
Okay, Kayvon, come on. You got to come.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
this
my
is a
God.
Sexy woman leg hair.
It hurts.
Now,
so
Kayvon,
bad.
Remember, do not take her pain threshold
that
into
hurts
account.
So bad.
It's not that you. Bad. Okay, you have tattoos, all right? There we go.
Oh, no, Kayvon!
You got your muslin
Kayvon
ready? Come on.
No,
see?
Kayvon, you're going to take off skin.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, don't worry. Mom and Dad are proud of you.
No, Kayvon! No!
Remember, NASA.
Sounds like something bad is happening.
No!
This is kind of...
No!
I don't think I got any hair in there.
I think...
She got more
Melissa
hair.
Won.
Melissa won. Hair. Hey, the girl's got it back.
She got it.
There we go. Hey, you guys.
In my defense, I wasn't allowed to let it dry.
This is true.
I was told we don't have time.
Thank you guys very much. It was another fun-filled edition of Battle of Sexes.
And they win
and
the
our
disco
winner
ball
is the
trophy.
Disco ball.
Oh, disco,
yeah,
disco.
There you go. Melissa Shashahi.
Yes.
We'll see you guys.
We'll be back next week at 6 o'clock.
Thank you guys.
Bye.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.